You're listening to episode number 1755 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 5th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good Morgan.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is. Woo! And I've got some random facts for you.
Naturally. Let's do it.
Okay.
Cashews. Random away.
You like cashews, right?
Oddly enough, I was actually having some early hours of this morning.
You know what?
What?
They are the only nut that you cannot buy in its shell because the shells are toxic. You know what? I've never seen a cashew in a shell. I don't even know what it would look like. Every other nut?
I have either.
Good point.
I love cashews.
Mm. Origami
was
started in China, not Japan. Most people think
it was.
Huh. It made its way into Japan in the 6th century thanks to Buddhist monks. So the monks brought it to Japan. Japan made it famous, though. But anyway.
Yes.
Ceiling fans were invented in America in the 1860s and were powered by running water, a turbine, and belts.
Wow.
Last night on Restaurant Impossible, I watched, and he did a restaurant that had the old-fashioned fans that had belts on them. Yeah,
I fell asleep.
Yeah. And finally, McDonald's second biggest market is France. I would have thought that Canada would be second.
I wonder if McDonald's French fries are the same in France.
They can't be. I know they have different menus all over the world.
That is true, but McDonald's French fries are pretty awesome.
I think they serve squid burgers someplace.
Oh, dang. No, thank you.
All right, it is time.
A mixed squid?
Yeah, mixed squid. I bet you that's what they call it.
That almost sounds like a character from SpongeBob.
Right. No, you can't put Mick in front of anything because, as we know, they own the Mick language that's been trademarked.
Right, but if it was McSquid, it would be, I mean, he can't have, McSquid's burgers like Krabby Patties.
Krabby Patties. Who wants a squid burger? You'd be eating your own in SpongeBob because they're under the sea, right?
Well, Squid Krabby Patties,
Word.
Hello.
Remember Squidward? Anyway.
Squidward.
It's time for...
And his Scottish cousin, McSquid.
McSquid.
Squidward.
McSquidward. It is time for the Who Cares News. Wow. What's going on?
Well, today, Forbes has released the Celebrity 100. Gosh, we all couldn't wait.
Oh, yeah. No, of course not. Yeah.
Well, their list of the world's highest paid celebrities of 2020.
Yeah.
And I had to go wash my mouth out.
2020,
it's like
vomit, it's not over yet. Well, maybe it depends on who you ask.
Yeah. When it comes to musicians.
Yeah.
And these are the highest paid celebrities of 2020.
Yeah.
Well, the highest paid celebrities. Okay, so Celebrity 100. Kanye West is king.
Oh, no.
Don't tell him. It's not even close.
Really?
Elton John is the next musician on the list.
Wow.
And he earned only half of what Kanye
really?
Did.
Wow.
It just frosts my cookies, man.
It frosts your donut.
It frosts my donut.
It ices your donut on National Donut Day.
Oh, don't put donuts in the same category as Kanye.
Yeah, anyway.
Kanye's number two on the list.
Oh, he's on the whole list. But he's number one of the musicians.
Overall, with $170 million.
That's a lot
earnings.
Of money.
So the overall Celebrity 100, he's number two.
Yeah, okay.
He sits behind his sister-in-law, Kylie Jenner.
Oh, wow. Who's number one? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whose earnings were $590 million.
A little short of a billion with a B.
Well, that's her earnings. It doesn't...
Oh,
well,
that's true. Yeah, she probably... Yeah, okay. So she's probably still just short of shy of being a billionaire. This is the same magazine that screwed us before. Forbes is the one who said she was the first billionaire... Uh-huh. Under age 30, self-made billionaire.
They like themselves.
They lie. I think they lie.
As for other celebs, LeBron James is in the top 10.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting.
This one kind of surprises me.
Who?
Tyler Perry.
He's quiet. Yeah, true. He's quiet. He's into everything.
Very quiet about it.
Huge movie producer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And TV. And what some are calling the next president... Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's already starting his campaigning, I see. Last couple of days.
I don't think he's calling doing his campaign. I think people are throwing it
up
going.
Oh, he's up there saying like.
President Rock.
Yeah, he's actually made some very political statements in the last couple of days, which he does not do.
Kanye's bride, Kim.
Oh, is she on the list?
She's on the list.
Yeah.
But she's not in the top 10.
She's not. Where is she?
Or the top 20.
No.
Top 30? Or the top 30.
What? What?
Well, she's number 48.
Wow.
She makes roughly a third of what Kanye did. Other notable musicians in the Celebrity 100, Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Luke Bryan, which kind of surprises
me. That kind of surprises me.
Katy Perry, Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And Lady Gaga.
Yep.
Now, also, the Eagles.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It's still in the top 100. Wow.
Yep. The Backstreet Boys.
No, you're kidding me. What?
Bon Jovi.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
Kiss.
Kiss. Yeah, Kiss is still strong. I mean, the Kiss Army is out there. Wow, top 100. They made the top 100. Well, there's hope.
At least one Glee cast member doesn't hate Lea Michele.
Oh, really?
Dean Geyer.
Who?
He played Lea's boyfriend in the 12-13 season.
Oh, was he Brody? He was Brody. I was a Gleek.
He says that she was the most friendly of all the cast.
You know why he says that? Because he was probably getting a little something on the side. Yeah, because, you know, he was playing the boyfriend. They were canoodling. That's, of course, he's got to say that. She was probably his first canoodler. I'm not going to say anything more than that because then I'll get.
We'll
I would just stick with canoodling is innocent enough.
Yes.
He was probably gay.
When did the series end?
I don't know. 2016,
Wait,
maybe.
Hold on a second. I'm giving this way too much thought. Okay.
I know. We're going way long on this Lea Michele thing. Oh, my God.
He also claims she's
the
extreme.
Only one.
Yeah. He also claims she's extremely hardworking, which I
Well,
whatever.
Okay, so what?
And she's super fun to be around.
Oh, my goodness. She's super fun.
Super fun.
He was getting it.
There's maybe two people that don't hate her.
Oh, there's another.
Yeah, the guy who played Principal Figgins says he was never mistreated by Lea Michele.
He was never mistreated.
He's not saying, like, she's super
Matthew
fun.
We should ask Matthew Morrison what he thinks of Lea Michele or Jane Lynch.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Or Miss Pillsbury. Mm-hmm. Loved her. Jenna, oh, shoot, what was her name?
Yeah, I know.
She came and went just like that. Jenna May or something May.
Something like that.
Anyway, somebody's yelling at the radio right now telling us who it is. So maybe the adults liked her. But the kids did not like her.
The kids did not like her.
And they didn't like her on the show either, so it didn't matter. They were kind of friends.
Maybe, maybe she was method acting.
That was it.
That was it.
Everybody give Lea Michele a break because everybody
she's
give
a
Lea
method
Michele
actor.
A pass because she's a method actor. Do you know who's also
Since
a method actor?
She was 12.
Is Halle Berry.
Is she now?
Yeah, she, no, I think she does. She becomes every role.
Oh.
I'd kind of like to have met her after she did James Bond.
Look at you. Actually being appropriate with it, and it's on point.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Huh.
I need a donut. Or 17. All right, that's it for us today. Back on Monday with more frivolity. Have yourself a good weekend.
You too.
See you Monday, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.